Stephen Kimmy, and I'm not Bobby, in case you haven't noticed. But having been elected the vice candidate, treasurer, president of the Glee Club of the Teachers Life Nation, I have been elected as the interim podcaster while Bobby's off getting married and going on a honeymoon. I think they said they were going to Maui. So I'm your podcaster for this episode of The Teacher's Life. I don't know if anybody else is excited about that, but I'm totally excited. And this is why. Because I have my own podcast that I do, and I'm going to be able to use this episode of The Teacher's Life in conjunction with In Transition, which is my podcast. So I'm killing two episodes, right? One for The Teacher's Life, one for In Transition with this one show. Pretty fantastic, especially if you're a podcaster, you know what I'm talking about. It takes time. And this is a double whammy. Booyah. Here's a story for you. My first year teaching in Junction City, Kansas, had a really small class of 13, right? We went up to 14 for a while, but then that girl tried to run away from school twice and then ran away from her home, and they moved her, so back down to 13. But I had some different students. Interesting. Like Junction City, if you're not familiar with it, which I'm sure you're not because you're probably not from Kansas if you're listening to this, it's kind of like Queens, I guess, in New York. That's how people in Kansas look at it, despite the fact that it's really not that big of a town. We just kind of act like it's this eyesore of a place. Not saying that Queens is, because I don't know anything about Queens, because I've never been really outside of Kansas. Anyways, people just kind of act like it's this really big, bad place. But met some interesting kids there. One was like very reminiscent of Steve Urkel, right? He had a slight lisp, but he always had something to say. And he was a generally pretty smart kid, and he had a lot of knowledge that really he didn't need to have. So about halfway through the school year, we're getting on a bus to go to a field trip, and we the teachers decided that we better sit with some of the kids so we can stay mixed up and make sure everybody behaves themselves. And so he was the only one that didn't have anybody sitting by him, and so I sat with him, and I brought a book to read because that's my preferred activity when I'm on long car rides and not driving. And I was reading the book, and he kind of kept interrupting me on and off. And so eventually he started asking me about music. What kind of music do I listen to? And so I told him, you know, the various things that I'd been listening to. And he totally caught me off guard when he said that he listened to rock. Like, he listened to, like, some serious rock. He listens to Kiss. He listens to Queen, AC/DC. He listens to rock. He loves it. He's a rock addict. These are the words coming out of this kid's mouth. He's a rock addict. And I don't know. I thought that was kind of crazy. My friends here in Kansas and I, we're pretty passionate music lovers. And so, and one of us really likes 80s rock, 80s hair metal and whatnot. And so I took this back to him and told him about it. And he's actually a graphic design artist, and he does some freelance work and makes t-shirts and whatnot. And he made a t-shirt that said Rock Addict, and it used all the different letters from different rock bands like Metallica and Motley Crue and Scorpions and all those different bands. But it said Rock Addict on it. And I got one for our little group. We all got one. And then I asked some of the other teachers there, if I told them the story, asked them if they wanted one as well. And my fellow fifth grade teacher, she said yes, and she got one. And we decided we were going to surprise them with it, right? We weren't sure that we should get them one because we didn't want to make the other kids feel jealous. So we didn't get them one, but we decided one day that we're both going to wear the shirts and we're going to surprise them with it. And this is like a jet black shirt with white writing on it. It says Rock Addict. Probably not the best teacher wear, but, you know, casual Fridays. And, you know, our saving grace was that it was all inspired by a student. So we decide we're going to wear these shirts this day. We're all excited. You know, it's casual Friday, so it's Friday. We're excited. We're secretly wearing this shirt that one of our students, one student who's not the most popular, he came up with this phrase, and we put it on a t-shirt, and we wore it, and he never even noticed. He didn't realize that shirt had anything to do with him. He liked it. He looked at it. He read it. He said he would like one, but he never realized that he came up with that phrase. Oh, man. Try to make a kid feel important. So anyways, eventually we told him that he came up with the shirt. And he's like, really? Neat. Very anticlimactic. I mean, we were like, we just thought it would be great. But it wasn't. The shirt's great. I still have the shirt. I don't really wear it because it shrunk a little bit. I'm kind of overweight. Kind of accentuates the wrong spots. But I think my wife still wears hers. She's healthy. So she still wears that. Resource of the week coming soon. In fact, coming real soon. Kind of scary how soon it is. Is the K-12 online conference, which you can find at K12onlineconference.org, and that is set to start on October 13th. So that's when the pre-conference keynote address by Stephen Heppel will be delivered to us, and then the rest of the presentations will begin on October 20th, it looks like. Now, if you're not familiar with the K-12 online conference, it's a free conference, and it's all online. Hosted by some of the big names in educational technology. And I believe it's Dean Cheresky, Wes Fryer, Cheryl Nussbaum-Beach, and Darren Kropotwa. So yours truly is going to be presenting in the Getting Started strand. So you might want to check that out. If you're a member of the Teachers Life Nation, I put my trailer up as a video in there. So if you haven't checked that out, I'd appreciate it. I'd appreciate some support. Kind of nervous. Don't really know if I actually have something useful to say. But boy howdy, I sure submitted a presentation proposal. And boy, they sure took it. So now I have the fun time of freaking out. So check it out. Let's see. I'll read some of the different topics that'll be covered. A look at What is School by Alice Barr, Bob Sprankle, and Cheryl Oakes. Free tools for universal design for learning and literacy. That's one of the titles. Let's see. The Google Gamut, everything you need to get started. I like delicious things. Here's a nice long title. Best Practices with Primary Access, an overview of research on student creation of highly scaffolded digital documentaries in a history classroom. That sounds way above my level. Facilitating Tech Integration, a synthesis of the research. Reading Revolution, New Texts and New Technologies, Suggestions for Revised Focus. And there's a lot more. Video conferencing. Throwing the box away. We like our blogging buddies. The right stuff. That's funny. the right stuff with Bloggy Minutes. Did anybody else catch the New Kids on the Block on VH1? Because I totally despised them, but for some reason I had to watch it. And, wow, it was pretty amazing. I could tell by all the 30-somethings in the audience that it was pretty special. Let's see. Beyond the Stacks, using emerging technologies to strengthen teacher-librarian leadership. I like that. Ooh, Scott McCloud's going to present. Current leadership models are inadequate for disruptive innovations. And there's one more, a couple more, that I'm really looking forward to. Connecting classrooms across continents, planning and implementing globally collaborative projects. That's Kim Cofino and Jen Wagner. And, this one you got to catch. Film School for Video Podcasters, Matthew Needleman's presentation. I've pretty much been chewing his ear off for quite a while. And parental engagement in the 21st century, leveraging Web 2.0 tools to engage parents in non-traditional ways. Lorna Costantini and Matt Montaigne from the EdTech Talk Show, Parents as Partners. Excellent if you haven't ever listened to it. Totally motivates me to get parents involved every single time I listen to it. So you want to check that one out. And then Dennis Richards, and I'm not sure how to say Charlene Chalsis, I guess. There's something going on here that you need to know about. So lots of fun presentations. If you have time, you should definitely, definitely check those out. I'll be there, and I don't know who else will be there, but lots of people, I'm sure. At least the other presenters will be there. Challenge time. Mr. Gimme's challenge this week. I just, in fact, just before I came down and recorded this, I was walking through the hallways. It's kind of like my planning time right now. And I had went down to get a soda, and I stopped to, well, as I was walking back, a fourth grader was walking back to their classroom. And so I started talking to the fourth grader, asking them what they're doing in reading class, and totally caught the fourth grader off guard. So maybe this could even be the story of the week, because every single question I asked, they responded with a laugh, a giggle, like they had no idea why in the world I'd be asking them this stuff. But her classroom was on the way to mine, so I walked all the way back, and we stood outside her classroom trying to figure out, you know, what have they been doing in reading class. That was my question. And so I kept prompting her to go a little deeper into her thinking. And so her homeroom teacher comes out, and she hears what we're doing, and she plays along, and eventually I kind of let the girl out of it. She doesn't necessarily get as deep into thinking as I would have wanted her to, but I didn't want to take any other class time away. And so as I was walking away, the homeroom teacher had, you know, shooed the girl into the room, and then she asked me, well, why were we doing this? What was that for? She asked, what was that for? I was asking the girl, the fourth grader, what they were learning. And the homeroom teacher said, what was that for? Why are you doing that? I mean, do I really need a reason to be doing that? Isn't that like a bonus learning experience right there? You know, a teacher from a different grade level coming and talking to the student, asking them what they're doing, not accepting, you know, poor answers. I don't know, I was a little caught off guard by that. So there's your challenge of the week. Planning time, you're walking down to get a soda, you're going to make copies, whatever it is you're doing. Challenge of the week, ask. Just find some student who's walking down the hallway, you know, and start asking them questions. Ask them what they're doing in class. And follow them back to the classroom. And the challenge isn't so much to see what the homeroom teacher will do. The challenge is to make a connection with another student outside your own classroom. Follow them around, ask them what they're doing. And go back to their homeroom, and this is what I did last year, because I did the same thing last year, and got, you know, similar results last year from homeroom teachers, wanting to know why in the world I was talking to their kids. But go in and tell that homeroom teacher how they did at answering those questions. Let them know, you know, this girl was trying to tell me about Mean Idea. homeroom teacher came out. If the homeroom teacher wouldn't have come out, I would have followed the girl into the classroom and went and talked to the teacher and said, you know what? I was talking to this girl in the hallway, asking her what she was doing in reading, and she did an excellent job of explaining what was going on in flex class. She did a great job. You know, let's give kids credit for the things that they do. Because so often homeroom teachers struggle to maintain with everything else that's going on. So if you have an extra couple seconds and you're walking in the hallway, stop somebody, walk with them, talk about what's going on in their classroom, report to the homeroom teacher, tell them how good they're doing. I don't know. That's your challenge of the week.
Cabin in the wood where the dead will go. He says he loses control, he doesn't know where he goes.
That's it for this episode of The Teacher's Life. Hopefully I did Bobby and his new wife and the entire Teacher's Life Nation some good service here by taking over the podcast for however long Bobby wants me to, I guess. But I'm going to leave you with my song. This is my song. You're going to hear some awful singing. And I won't play you the entire song. I'm going to fade out. It's a weird song, so it's not going to... I'd have to explain it, and if you listen to a lot of it, you would think that I'm crazy, which is partially true, but not crazy to the extent that this song would portray me. Anyways, if you like the song, I guess you could email Bobby at theteacherslife@gmail.com, and I could email you the song. But that's it for this episode. I'm not sure if Bobby's going to be back or if I'm taking over again or whatever. I said teach on, right? Because as teachers, we always need some pepping up and teach on. And I'm sorry. I know I said I was going to end it, but I just thought of this. Some friends of mine and I were considering making up some T-shirts that said teach up. You know, teach up. And I've got, like I said before, I've got a friend who's a graphic design artist. See, I'm getting all excited here on this idea. And we want to make a T-shirt where we take a ketchup bottle, and we change it to say teach up. And then we need some other cool slogan, right, to go on the bottle or to, like, I don't know. We need some other cool slogan, teach up. So there's, do we have contests, Bobby? Can we have a contest? What's another cool slogan that could go on a T-shirt with a ketchup bottle that says, teach up? So chew on that one. See if you can figure that out. Add that as a comment or whatever to however Bobby posts this on the blog. I can't remember the blog address. I think it's the Teacher's Life blog. .blogspot.com.
Takes them to the
I hope that's right.
Hold the head and wave for the darkness to fall, because he doesn't know the